Ben Nicholas here with Bob Shell from Family Promise of Washington County. How are you doing today? Welcome in.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you. Glad that you came in and stopped by here at our studios. Welcome, first and foremost. Secondly, I think the big thing that we're talking about here today is the Hoops for Homes, Hoops for the Homeless Benefit, and Family Promise Washington County. Kind of explain that just briefly for us.
Well, first off, let me explain a little bit about Family Promise.
Mm-hmm.
Family Promise is a national organization with 200 affiliates across the country. We're just one of those affiliates here in Bartlesville, and we serve the Washington County community. We have churches involved from other than Bartlesville. We have several Dewey churches involved, particularly. We help homeless children and their families reach independence, get into affordable housing, and then after they get into affordable housing, we work with them for a year afterwards to make sure they don't fall back into homelessness. I grew up in Bartlesville, and I was unaware that Bartlesville had homeless.
I was going to ask, being in Bartlesville, I think there's a lot of people just don't think about it. Is that
they
problem?
Don't,
is an issue?
Because this is a pretty nice town. There is a person in the Bartlesville Public School System whose job is to identify the homeless in the Bartlesville Public School System and to work with them and make sure that they are helped in any ways that they can. And that person identified 2 years ago when we started this program, identified 400 children in the Bartlesville Public School System
Wow.
who were homeless. And that doesn't include children who are not of age to be in the Bartlesville Public School System. The last four families who graduated out of our program into affordable housing, none of them had school-aged children. And together, those four families had eight children. So the problem is actually even bigger than what I said earlier with the number that they can identify in the school system.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, 400 and I want to make sure I have this right. That's just in the Bartlesville school district.
Right.
That's
that
not even including Dewey or anything
Caney
else
Valley.
In Washington County.
Right. That doesn't include anywhere else. That is correct.
And so I think a lot of people hear that number, and it's a high. You know, one is too many, but you're hearing 400 plus and up.
Staggering.
I guess, how can people help? What can we do to help that issue?
Great question, and thank you for asking. People can help in a number of ways. They can help by volunteering. They can help by having their church become a part of this solution. The way Family Promise operates is during the day, our clients stay at Anchor House at 822 Johnstone. But in the evening, they are housed at area churches. They're housed at one church for a week, and then they're housed at a different church for the next week. And so we're always looking for additional churches to open their doors to allow our families to spend 1 week a year. And if we have 13 churches, which is our goal, they would only spend 4 weeks a year at that individual church. They can also, of course, help by funds. Every nonprofit organization is always looking for income, and we're like that. And that's brought me in here today. Is one of our fundraising efforts is called Hoops for Homes. That occurs this Saturday, August 5th, at Adams Boulevard Church of Christ and First Church of the Nazarene. It's an exciting 3-on-3 basketball tournament. This will be its fourth year. People are given, the participants are given jerseys if they have signed up soon enough. I don't know if they've run out of jerseys or not, but I go ahead and hope that you get one if you come register on Saturday. Registration starts at 8:30 at Adams Boulevard Church of Christ this Saturday morning. Games start at 9, and each team is guaranteed to play at least 3 games. It's a round-robin tournament.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest age is age 10. They have brackets from 10 to 13, and then 14 to 17, and then 18 and up. Unfortunately, I'm 65. They don't want to have one for 65 and older, but I would have to play in the 18 and up tournament, I guess.
We'll need to fix that for next year's.
Individual boys and girls groups, and then they have a mixed where the boys and girls can play together on the same team.
Mm-hmm. And is there a cost to get into this tournament?
Great. I'm glad you asked that. The cost is $60 per team. So if you only have 3 players, that would be $20 a person. if you have four players, and you're allowed to have four on your team to have one sub in, which if I'm playing, there better be a sub because I'm not going to last very long. But that way you're dividing 60 by four, so it's just $15 a person to be in. And there are awards, trophies for people who place in a position. Last year, our top group of adult men won, and they were gift certificates for gasoline. And they donated them back to Family Promise, and we were able to use that gasoline to help fill our van and box truck that we have to move beds church to church.
Absolutely. And so $60 per team is really not that expensive of a price, but every dollar helps you all out on anything that you can do and everything that you're trying to do. $60, when you break that down, I know this might be a little bit of not a great question to ask, but $60, how much does that help with everything that you do?
Well, that is a great question. And it costs us in the neighborhood of between $6,000 and $10,000 a month to operate. If we're able to operate like we should operate, we need about $10,000 a month. We've been operating on a more of a shoestring budget. We only have one staff person, Ashley Sykes, who is our director. It would be nice if we had someone to be a bus driver, someone who could staff the office so that Ashley could. She's very seldom in the office because she's out in the community making a difference.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, it would be nice if we had some others, but we've been able to fill with volunteers to this point.
Absolutely. And so people who are listening to this and hopefully are listening to this, they want to volunteer. They want to help out. What is the first step in doing that for them to just help?
Well, connect with us in some way or another. We have a website, mm-hmm. familypromisewc-ok.org. That's for WCs for Washington County and Oklahoma, obviously, the dash OK. they can call Ashley. Ashley's phone number is 918-815-3457. They could show up at the Hoops tournament, just watch. If they didn't want to field a team, they can come and cheer on any team they wish to cheer on or every team.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ashley will be there. I will be there. Others who are on the board will be there. The person who's been organizing this, Kevin Bjornen, has been on the Family Promise board since it began. He'll be there coordinating it. So just talk to us while we're there and we'll sign you up to do something. Drive a van of homeless families or whatever it is that may be needed.
Absolutely. And of course, hopefully a big crowd will show up, not only just to play, but also to spectate. And of course, I would assume that you're always willing to take donations.
Always willing to take donations. you're willing to donate there. We're able to put this on because we've had some great sponsors, and I don't have that list of sponsors in front of me. We did have one sponsor. We have categories called 3-point sponsors, 2-point sponsors, and mm-hmm. 1-point sponsor, depending on how much you are able to contribute. And on our video that you can find on the website or on our Facebook page, Randy Bloom with Edward Jones, he's a financial advisor with Edward Jones, is one of our 3-point sponsors, and he's interviewed on the video, which I think is really nice to have one of our sponsors being interviewed on our video that we have.
Absolutely. And for the Family of Promise, is this, I mean, this is obviously a fundraiser, but is this one of the bigger fundraisers you do? Do you do multiple fundraisers?
Well, you're asking all the right questions. Thank you. A week from Saturday, mm-hmm. August 12th at 6 p.m. at Eastern Heights Baptist Church, we have two artists coming in to perform, Gordon Moat and Melinda McGlasson. Are performing. Melinda came last year and did a benefit concert for us, and she asked us if Gordon Moat could come again this year with her, and we said absolutely. He's a well-known performer, used to perform with the Gaither Band. He's a pianist, and if you've never seen him perform, you have missed a highlight you will want to see. That's at 6 o'clock. Tickets are available at the Family Promise website, so you can go to the Family Promise website and pick up your tickets. Tickets for that event are $10.
Okay. And
it has limited seating. It's limited to 300, so.
Well, you got to get them quick. They're selling out quick. And just for those people who are just now tuning in, once again, we are with Family Promise of Washington County's Bob Schell, and we're talking upcoming fundraiser that's coming up is the Hoops for the Homeless, of course. And you talked about this a little bit earlier, but the money that you're trying to raise for this is going to hopefully aid more than 400 people, kids, children in the community that are homeless, which is something that I think a lot of people, again, don't really realize is going on. You go through your day-to-day, and you wake up, you go to work, you go to school, you go to whatever, and you go home, and you just don't think about what it's like because we just take it for granted.
And I would say that our program is a little different than some. And some probably would object to this approach, but we think it's the right approach. We've seen it work. There are people who want to change, who are homeless and don't want to be. Mm-hmm. And there are others who aren't willing to get out of their situation, who aren't willing to change. We're not an organization that is a handout. We are a hand up. We have had to kick people out of our program. We don't like that. But they weren't advancing. They weren't doing the steps they needed to change their lives. And we had one who will be speaking at the concert on the 12th who was kicked out of the program. And basically a year later, after asking to get back into the program every week for a year, was allowed back in the program. And her life has been dramatically changed. It's when I saw her, just visually seeing her, I didn't even realize it was the same person. She has gotten her life together, and Family Promise has made a real difference, and she has now graduated with her two kids, so single mother with two kids.
So would it be fair to say that you're not only just trying to make a difference, but you're trying to change somebody's life?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're all about changing people's lives. And if they're not, that's one of the questions in the intake process. They go through a drug screening because they stay at churches. We don't want people who are on drugs. So they go through a drug screening. They go through a background check for felonies. But the third thing that they go through is this intensive questioning period where if they're not willing to make a change, then they're not in our program. Mm-hmm. We've actually turned down more people than we've accepted because some people just aren't ready. And we hope they'll become ready because when they're ready to make a change, when they're really ready to work the program, we want them. We want to help make a difference in their lives.
And I think it's super important. I think a lot of people, at least I'm a little bit younger, so I think a lot of my generation is saying, well, we want to help. A, we don't know how. B, we don't know where. And C, is our time, our effort, our money actually going to actually help and make a difference? And you're a program that is trying to actually make a difference.
Yeah, there are a lot of... And they're good. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good programs in Bartlesville. I've lived in other cities, and this has the most help per capita for people of any city I've ever lived in. It's fantastic. We have a lot of good programs. I'm so glad they exist because, for one thing, Family Promise refers people to some of those programs. But, there are programs that are more designed to be a handout, and that's not bad. That's not a bad thing. There are those who need that. But we've chosen to focus on only being a hand up, to say if you aren't willing to change, you need to go to a different program.
Absolutely. Well, we're here, and the tournament's coming up this Saturday. It should be exciting. Are you playing in the tournament? Are we going to see you out there?
Well, I played last year, and I really showed my age. We'll see. Our grandson has decided to come in and visit us this weekend.
Right.
His 16th birthday is Sunday. I'm going to find out if he wants to play. If he wants to play, he's 16, I'm 65, so median age would be in the high 30s, I guess. And maybe we can find a third to get out there. But as long as there's a couple of people who can run the floor, it's half court, so it's not so bad.
Sure. You just got to be a perimeter shooter. You just sit in that corner and make those shots.
If I could make a shot from anywhere, I would be happy.
Well, absolutely. Well, that's coming up this Saturday. Of course, you can still get signed up. You can still play in that. And always, and the way I like to end interviews, is always ask one more time, people want to get involved, people want to help, where can they get in contact? You can never repeat that stuff enough. So where can people get involved? How can they contact you? Where can they get more information?
They can get more information on our Facebook page. They can get more information on our website. They can get more information by calling 918-815-3457. And Family Promise is for families. It's not for individual homeless. It's not for a homeless man or a homeless woman. If they don't have children, that's another criteria. They can't be in our program, because our program is specifically for families.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Shell, we appreciate you coming in today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.